This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. I just wanted to mention that during the last hour, we got a call from David in California, and he didn't seem to understand that we are advocates of teaching history. So he must have missed a few classes, many classes, when I've talked about what my thoughts are on education, that education in the public training camp should be reading, writing, arithmetic, science, trades, ethics, business, history, etc. Okay. Actually, I rewrote the curriculum for the high school in a rural county, Virginia, to include all of those things, including the principles of business, the principles of ethics, the principles of interest, the principles of insurance, okay, and history, and reading, and writing, and math, and science, you know, etc. So, and the trades. So I thought students should receive a well-rounded education. And history is very important because if you don't study history, you are doomed to repeat it. And I'm not the originator of that phraseology. Bert's with us for hour number two. Welcome, Bert.
Hey. Glad to be here, Ben.
Well, that's great. So what is on the slate for today's second hour class?
Well, first of all, wish all the listeners and students and everybody out there a happy upcoming 4th of July. You mentioned history. That was a pretty momentous day in history. And, you know, I've been reading about it the last few days, and that was pretty radical back then, the Declaration of Independence. Most countries were nowhere near that point of self-determination and democracy and the way we move forward from there. I mean, that was pretty much unheard of.
Okay, so, and so I refer to the fourth day of July as not the 4th of July. We don't celebrate day number 4 of July. We celebrate Independence Day, which happens to land on day number 4 in July. And that's what we celebrate it annually on that particular date, day number 4 of July. And that was the day in 1776 when we declared our independence from King George and Little Britain. And we decided that we wanted to be free. We didn't want to be controlled. We didn't want to pay taxes at the muzzle of a gun to Little Britain. We decided we weren't going to do it. So a group of very brave, brave men declared their independence from Little Britain. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams were, you know, two. Benjamin Franklin was involved. I mean, these were very, very brave, very, very bright guys. And that's what this is all about. So when Sam's Club sends me an email, and the email says, subject line, best fourth BBQ on the block, ? Yours? Meaning, you're going to observe barbecue day. That makes me crazy. It really bothers me because the day number 4 of July is not barbecue day. It's not hot dog day. It's not hamburger day. It's not grilling day. It's not let's have more beers than one should consume and get in an automobile and start crashing cars and trucks. That's not what it is. It's the observance of the date in 1776 that we declared our independence from Little Britain.
And we would back no longer be subjects of the king.
We'd no longer be subjects of the king. That's exactly right. And, you know, it was a wonderful thing that those very brave men did. And they lost a lot. It was very painful. It was expensive. Some lost their lives. Some lost their wealth. They put it all on the line. Something that very few, if anyone, would do today. So it is not, it's not barbecue day, it's not hamburger day, and it's not, you know, happy 4th. Otherwise, it might be happy 16th, or 12th, or 9th. It is a day of remembrance of declaring our independence. And we need to maintain our independence, and we need to maintain all the things that go with it. And there are a lot of responsibilities that go with it. So back to you, Bert. And thank you for bringing that up.
And by the way, that doesn't mean we can't have the burgers on the grill and the fireworks and the celebrations. I mean, that all goes with it. But that's kind of our way to celebrate it, but not in itself what we're celebrating.
Right. We're not celebrating hamburgers. That's exactly right. And there are a bunch of marketeers who are capitalizing on this. There are marketeers in the greed department of major retailers that are hyping this up because they want to buy. They want us to spend our money and buy more stuff to celebrate what they call the 4th. Okay.
Yep.
Back to you.
I think we have an extra delay on our soup can phone system today. I notice if I don't pull it tight, there's a longer delay. Hello? You there?
Okay, I'm back. You know, class, I just want to let you know what's happening. I keep getting disconnected, and I don't know if it's because the topics that we're discussing today are offensive to some people. I don't know what it is, but I keep getting disconnected. And every time I get disconnected, I pick up the landline and I call in and then I get reconnected. So, Bert, this is going to be a problem today. So
interesting. Very interesting,
yes.
Vince, because, you know, that happens on another station I listen to from time to time. Whenever they talk about something controversial, they get disconnected. And, you know, I'm talking about our competitor on late night.
Yeah, and yes, and, you know, an interesting thing about this also is that we have been disconnected from YouTube. Because we have been mentioning things that YouTube finds against their policy. So they make their policy, they change their policy, and if you don't know up to the second what their latest policy is, then you can get banned. And, like, who do you call? Who do you call at YouTube and say, hey, listen, we got 10 years worth of work that we've put on your format, and you just shut it all down? And that's what they can do, because it's their platform. So, yeah, you know, there aren't many of us who are speaking the truth. There aren't many of us who have the courage. And I challenge all of the broadcasters in the alternative media to stand up against oppressive taxes. You know, just like Thomas Jefferson and the rest of our founding fathers did, John Adams, you know, George Washington. I challenge the broadcasters out there to do the right thing and explain to their listeners what is happening, why it's happening, and what we can do about it. So let's not just, you know, I was told good broadcasting would be who's got the best. I can't believe I just got disconnected again.
I'm here.
I'll just try reconnecting.
I'm here, Vince.
Okay, I'm reconnected. So obviously we must be over a target because I keep getting disconnected. The bottom line is, so fellow broadcasters, it's incumbent upon you, if you want to save this country, to speak the truth and to tell people what's happening and what to do about it. And if you listen to our last broadcast, I gave out the phone numbers with Lindley. She gave them out. I repeated them. The phone numbers are the people who are destroying our country. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take phone calls, letters. It's going to take showing up in person, saying, hey, I'm just here. You know, thanks for representing me and representing my interests. I know you want to hear what I have to say because that's what you get paid to do, right? So let's talk about, so what's with this gun tax? What's with this gun insurance? What's with this gun registration? And what's with this stealing of our firearms if we don't comply? What's up with that? So, Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, let's just jump right in. I mean, we were going to talk about the Pentagon UFO report. We haven't talked a lot on the show together about UFOs and UAP, unidentified aerial phenomena. But let's jump right in and ask, you know, why is the government so concerned about us knowing what's really going on? Because, I mean, that's really been the case. What is their concern? And, you know, why are we not allowed to know? Are they worried we can't deal with it? Or are they worried it will scare society? Or are they worried about military secrets? Or are they worried about, you know, keeping it at bay for different reasons? You know, maybe all of that. But I think it's not for a few people to decide those things. I think, you know, given July 4th and our independence, shouldn't it be we the people that really decide collectively if we're going to not talk about something? I mean, sounds kind of funny, but you know, it is coming out, a lot of stuff. So it's a different time right now this year regarding UFOs, and I think it's time we talk about it on the show. Yeah, okay, sure. So basically the UFO report came out last week, and it wasn't a big surprise of what they talked about. It created probably more questions than answers, and we did start what's called a unidentified aerial phenomenal task force, and they're going to come out with additional reporting, which I think is a good thing. And maybe it's finally the way that we the people get to slowly learn what we've been hiding from the people.
Bert, let me just share with you. I've been knocked off the air at least 5-6 times in the last 3 or 4 minutes. This is the sound that I get. I just lost it. I get a busy signal when I call GCN, or I get the telephone error tone that says I've dialed an incorrect number when I try to dial an alternative number to get into the studio, the same number that our class would, 866-582-9933. So something's going on. Something is going on.
Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just want to tell you that the change in audio fidelity is because I am using a landline now because I keep getting knocked off every 30, 45 seconds or so. Sometimes we've been able to stay on for a couple minutes, then we get knocked off. So obviously something is really going on, and it's not just us. It happens to other broadcasts as well. So, Bert, if I get knocked off, it looks like your connection to GCN is good, but my connection is unstable. So if I drop off, just, you know, please carry on, and I'll just try to keep reconnecting, okay?
Yeah, and the only issue is, will I know it's coming to a break? Will the music still be coming on?
Yeah, and I fly by the music anyway. And so just while you were saying that, I got knocked off for another 5 seconds just a couple seconds ago. And right now I'm looking at the screen, so I can tell when we get knocked off. We're knocked off right now. Right now, and now we're back. So, you know, for 5 seconds we get taken off. It's just enough to drive us crazy, but that's what the landline's for. That's why we have one. Class, landlines are up about 99.9997% of the time. Just got knocked off again. So, you know, that would be the high-speed digital. So anyway, please continue, Bert.
Yeah, and I'm just curious, like, who is knocking us off because, you know, is it controversial? I mean, we're talking about UFOs all over the media now, and, hey, I'm just an engineer that's fascinated by, you know, what's occurring and the technology and what we can learn. So... and you're basically an educator, and I don't think we have, you know, our motives seem to me pretty benign. So I guess, is it just playing with us, I guess? Because it's not like we're trying to harm anybody or do anything evil. I think it's quite the contrary. We're trying to, you know, talk about a topic that's been kept secret for so long. you know, there probably are some people that have done what I think are bad things to society by hiding it for so long. But other than that, I guess I don't get it. I could see when the stock market was crashing, they cut a couple of people off because they were worried about, you know, what the effect might be on the world economy when somebody kept talking about how bad things were. I'm not saying you should do that, but I kind of get it. But in our case, I guess I really don't get it.
Well,
you have any thoughts on
that? Let's say we had a vote. Let's say we literally had a democracy. And in this democracy, we got to vote on things. And let's say the vote was actually counted and it was accurate and it wasn't manipulated. And let's say today's vote was, do you want to know if aliens are real? Or do you want to know what UFOs are? Yes or no? And if you say yes, then there'll be more information released that's correct about UFOs, what they are and what they are not, and what our government knows about them. I think most people would say, yes, I want to know. I think very few people would put their head in the sand and say, no, I don't want to know. So, but I think that the government feels, and I can't prove any of this, but it's a feeling that I have, that the government feels that if we knew that we were not alone, they think we would be unable to handle it. Now, I think being alone is something that'd be tough to handle. And you know, at the university, one of my instructors was Carl Sagan. And he said, we're not alone. And we'd be quite arrogant to think that we were the highest and the best. And he said that back in the 1970s, you know, like 1971, 72, right around there. So, and he was a professor at Cornell University. Great guy. So I was very fortunate to be in that class. And I don't think we're alone. The universe is pretty big. And from what I'm learning, it's expanding outward. So, you know, I don't even think we can count the number of objects in the universe. I don't think we're capable of knowing what a number that big is. So those are just a couple of thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you an example of why the government might be concerned about how it affects people. So, do you know who James Forrestal was?
When we're going into a break, when we come back, why don't you share that with us?
Sure.
Bert's with us, and he's an engineer. A radio frequency engineer in California, CEO of a corporation. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. Rescue efforts at the partially collapsed Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida were halted Thursday out of concern the stability of the remaining structure. Work has since resumed. Nearly 20 are confirmed deceased, as well over 100 remain missing. Billionaire Jeff Bezos announced Mary Wally Funk will be the fourth person to join him on his rocket company's first human space flight July 20th.
You're in zero gravity for 4 minutes. You come back down. We land gently on the desert surface. We open the hatch, and you step outside. What's the first thing you say?
I will say, honey, that was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Ms. Funk, 82 years of age, qualified with NASA's Mercury 13 astronaut training program, USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld two voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process. And one thing that's so important, we emphasized, it was in our briefs, and it came up during oral argument at the court, is in 2005, there was a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter. And that report said that one of the greatest threats to election integrity was mail-in ballots. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including the limitations on ballot harvesting. And 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places where we're red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's with us. And, Clancy, you know, I'm looking at this, it's a proprietary, if you will, connection system that we have with GCN. And all of the broadcasters on GCN use the same equipment. And it's the same kind of equipment that Rush Limbaugh would use when he was broadcasting and all the other guys. So it has a screen where you can take the calls, a screen where you can look at the statistics of how the signal is going out and how the signal is coming back in. And so I've been watching this, staring at this screen that I have that shows the digital connection. And we have been taken off about 50% of the time. So it's not like, you know, we're allowed to run for, let's say, 5 minutes, then we get disconnected for 5 minutes. So we're up for 3 seconds, then we're down for 10 seconds, then we're up for 5 seconds, and we're down for 30 seconds. Then we're up for 30 seconds, then we're down for 3 seconds. That's what this is like. So I just want to let you know that that's what's going on. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so interesting. Well, let's
let's work through it. So, real quick, James Forrestal was Secretary of the Navy towards the end of World War II and widely credited with building up our strong Navy that helped win the war in the Pacific. Then he was appointed Secretary of Defense, which continued under President Truman, but he started having mental health issues in the late 40s. He died in 1949. He grew up in a very strict Irish Catholic family, and I think that played a part in the fact that he was told what had happened with the crash at Roswell and what we had recovered. And obviously, as being Secretary of Defense, he would absolutely have been told those facts. And so the story that goes that some UFO historians have retold is that Forrestal's mental health had deteriorated. Eventually, it came to the point where President Truman asked for his resignation. He was committed to a hospital where, interestingly enough, he was put on the top floor of the building. I think it was 14 or so, 15-story, 16-story hospital. And a few days later, he was found dead out the window. And the story goes that basically he didn't jump. He was pushed out because he was going to tell reporters the truth to get it off his mind because it was so harrowing to him what he had learned about. I guess we'll never know. He's not with us anymore. But I only tell that story as an example of why the government might be concerned, especially with people with deep religious beliefs or other societal influences and how they were brought up, that if the truth came out, the citizenry could panic. And I think the military and the government was scared of that. So I think that played a part, as well as the obvious keeping it from the Russians so we would have a technological advantage or at least not share anything we learned with them. I think the Cold War played a part in that as well.
Well, you're absolutely right about James Forrestal, and his last name was spelled Forrestal. He was born in Mattawan, New Jersey, right near where Paquidano spent a lot of time. And my father-in-law, Mrs. Spinelli's father, served on the USS Forrestal. It was a super carrier, and it was named after Secretary of Defense James Forrestal. It was commissioned in 1955. And it was a heck of a ship. I mean, it was just a centerpiece of the United States Navy. And yes, he allegedly jumped out the window and committed suicide. I'm not buying it for a second. Now, being thrown out the window, I might buy that, but I don't buy that he committed suicide. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, and even if it was on his own volition, the situation was he was just so disturbed by what he had learned and what he was dealing with and trying to reconcile it that let's say he wasn't thrown out. Although, my guess is he probably was. But even if he wasn't, the question is, here's a guy, one of the leading military leaders of the country. And if it messes him up, what's it going to do the average American housewife or student or other people serving in the armed forces? So I think the government had some concerns, and they decided, let's just keep these things secret, at least for the time being. And that time being has stretched for 75 years now. So I think what's going on right now is the government realizes we can't keep this a secret forever, so they've been releasing films and different information slowly to see what the effect will be, and I think so far so good. I mean, I don't see anything negative happening with the release of this information. You know, quite to the contrary, it sparked some intellectual debate and, you know, opened people's minds. So I think so far so good. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Although the UFO report was basically not a big surprise. There wasn't really much in it, the report that was released last week.
You know, there was a president of the United States. His name was Jimmy Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. And he was a peanut farmer in Georgia. And he was president from 1977 through 1981. And there were a couple lines that he said that were kind of famous. One is, "I'll never lie to you." And he reported seeing a flying, unidentified flying object while he was in Georgia in 1969. So he wanted to know. Now, he might have had clearance that was high enough to learn what UFOs really are. And class UFO means unidentified flying objects. So we don't know. We don't know what they are until they're investigated. Well, Jimmy Carter, if I remember correctly, and I believe I do, he was at a book signing after his presidency. And one of the people that came up to him at this book signing asked him to tell about UFOs. Are they real? What's it all about? And he looked up and had tears in his eyes. And he never really answered the question, are UFOs real? So there is something to what you're talking about, Bert. And you and I have been stomped around a UFO hotspot in Missouri. Some people would say we're crazy. As a matter of fact, a high-ranking former government type in the corrupt state of Missouri did say that, you know, Vin Fennell, he didn't pick on you, but he picked on me, that I believe in UFOs and aliens. And he was going to call a press conference with all the media outlets and try to bash me. And I said, go ahead and do it. And he never did it because, you know, there are a lot of questions. And I don't know the answers. I really don't. But I do want to know more than I know. And I'm interested. But I don't know if everybody would be terrified if there were aliens and if UFOs were flying objects from other worlds. And what makes us think that we are either smarter or not as smart? And what makes us think that they would be our enemies and want to blow us to smithereens? They might want to be friends. They might want to say, you know what, you guys do a lot of things right, but gosh, you make a lot of mistakes. You know, you pile up junk in these landfills, and, you know, what about recycling? Have you guys ever thought about that? What about durability and longevity? Have you ever thought about making products so you don't throw them away? Maybe you all ought to get away from this disposable society and overpackaging and the chemical toxins that you're spraying on your food. Maybe you should take food colors out of, you know, artificial food colors out of your food. You know, maybe we could learn some things.
Yeah, and maybe they'd say, hey, you take your young people and you give them these weapons and then you send them to parts of the world to kill each other. I mean, what's with that? I mean, we don't do that on our planet. What's the matter with you guys?
And that's a really good point, because that's what we do here in the United States. We have people who are running the show, and they say, you know, those guys over there, they've got uranium, we want it. They've got oil, we want it. They have cobalt, we want it. They have lithium, we want it. And let's go get it. And you know what? They're not so strong, so let's just go beat them up. And we'll create some false flag, and we'll go over there, and we'll tell them what to do, and we'll cut their electricity, and we'll just beat them up, and we'll steal whatever we want to steal in the name of democracy. Now, am I speaking about something that I don't know about? No, actually, I do know about it, because I know a guy. I know a guy who was in one of those elite government forces who dropped out of an aircraft at a high altitude, opened his parachute with a bunch of his comrades. These are U.S. guys at a very low altitude, and started a civil war in a foreign country. I know a guy who did it. He told me he did it, and I believe him. So that's what we do, or that's what we've done. And because we talk about these things, we get disconnected. So, Bert, I really do want to know more about UFOs. Do you have any suggestions on how we can learn more about it?
Well, I think we just have to start, opening up society to hear stories from people. You know, there's so many stories. You and I went to, I guess we can say it now because I think it's okay, Morley Woods in Missouri, and we walked around and met ranchers and people, and these people had no reason to make up these stories. I mean, these people were the salt of the earth. They were people trying to feed their families and build businesses and cattle raising and growing crops, and things were happening on their farmland, and they wanted to talk about it to us and hopefully get some answers to what was going on. And there's no, Vince, do you think those people were making up those stories? Because I sure don't. They had no motive. It's quite the contrary.
Absolutely not. They were not making up those stories. And I don't want to reveal who they were. But, almost a decade ago, you and I and another individual, a fairly well-known researcher in ufology, UFO research, three of us were stomping around, and we decided that we wanted to check it out. So we met with people in town. You know, I'm talking about, the movers and shakers in town, and talked to them, and they said, yeah, this is what's happening in our village. These little balls of light are flying around. They're making maneuvers that we can't make. And it'd be like this, class. If you had a flashlight with a narrow focused beam, and at the end of that beam was a ball of light, and you just went out at night and you just waved that flashlight around, those are the kind of maneuvers that these unidentified flying objects were making. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm getting a real kick out of this. I'm watching this traffic screen that shows the bits going back and forth between Genesis Communications Network and our studio here in Missouri, USA Prepares. And it looked, I was watching it through the news, and what happened is we got a 2,000 millisecond delay. 2,000 milliseconds. Bert, would you mind telling our class how many seconds 2,000 milliseconds is, please?
Well, a millisecond is 1,000th of a second. So 2,000 milliseconds would be a two-second delay, which is pretty much unheard of. That's very close to having total delay. So, it's unusual to have, it usually goes from a few hundred milliseconds to you lost it. So that's kind of unusual to see a two-second delay.
So between Missouri and GCN in Minnesota, 2,000 milliseconds. So I was watching it, and I'm thinking, that is just enough to make broadcasting darn near impossible, because I would say something, Bert would say something at the same time. You can't really have a conversation when there's that long of a delay. So you take the delay from California to Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota, then you add 2 seconds from Missouri to Minnesota. You put all these delays together, it's impossible. So I was watching that, and I'm thinking, okay, I see how this is going. We could actually, if Bert and I spaced our discussion, we could actually get through it, and we could use the better quality audio. And then just as the intro was playing, the introduction to this segment, the very second it was playing, we got disconnected. So it's like, are they coincidences? I don't think so. I think, let me ask you, Bert, is there a technology that can remotely control the connection between our farmhouse here in Missouri and Genesis Communication? Can somebody sit at a screen and say, take him out? Okay, let him go back on. Now take him out. Let him go back on. No, take him out. Do you know of a technology that would allow that?
Well, here's what happens. So the way the Internet works is it's always routing a signal to make connections. So if someone was to just interfere with the connection enough, the Internet on itself, the protocols in and of itself, will try and reroute the signal. And eventually, the Internet protocols don't have a political agenda. So
So they'll try and route the signal, however, you know, it might go around the world or under the ocean or to a satellite and back. And my guess is that's where the 2 seconds is coming from. And somebody is just playing with the signal to interfere with it, you know, jamming it through routers, and it finds its own way. And my guess is that's where the 2 seconds is coming from.
Well, you know, I'm watching it, and so we're, you know, if I wanted to, I could increase the I could pot up, meaning turn up the microphone potentiometer, and I could use the digital signal. It'd be 2 seconds now, which is really it's unacceptable. But you know, I've watched it where I was tempted to connect digitally because Jason has got both signals from the landline and the digital signal across the internet. He can switch back and forth, but every time I would go to use the microphone for the digital signal, I would get knocked off. I mean, I can watch it. It's almost like someone is anticipating my moves, like almost like there's a camera on me, and they know what I'm going to do next. But there is no camera here because I don't have any cameras on any of my PCs. And, you know, there's no cameras. There's absolutely no cameras unless someone, you know, snuck into our house and stuck one here. Other than that, there's no cameras here. So this is kind of an interesting phenomenon. Right now it's 2,001 milliseconds. Now, typically, we would see, as you said, maybe 50, 60, 100 millisecond delay, but not 20 times that. So what else would you like to share with us in the remaining couple of minutes that we have for today's class?
You know, Vince, it's kind of interesting. I think the UFOs, the aliens, they have to be benign and hopefully helpful eventually because they're not interfering with our signal. I mean, they're not doing it. So isn't it quite a paradox that the government or whoever's toying with this internet connection is more concerned to screw around with us than the aliens are? Because I think if the aliens wanted to do us in, they would have. And I think basically whatever's out there, whoever it is, and, you know, probably many different things going on, there's most likely some type of intergalactic protocol that says we don't interfere with more primitive societies and let them develop, sort of like the prime directive from Star Trek. I think there's some truth in that.
Bert, there's an interesting thing that just happened. Now, you don't know about it because you were talking at the time. But the minute you started talking, 60-cycle hum just increased. So, you know, 60-cycle hum, where'd that come from? Dropouts, where'd that come from? So, class, get ready for a bumpy ride. I think that's in our future. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today. Lindley, and thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.